Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clift for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak strikes out. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Wagner to Hall, and McQuinn is out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo is hit by the pitch. Siebert moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Siebert scores. Mayo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to third. Hall moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to third. Chartak moves to second. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. McQuinn scores. Chartak moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Schultz now catching. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-2 in the game. Wolf strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-3 in the game. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-3 in the game. White strikes out. There goes Hefner. The throw from Schultz and Hefner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift now catching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Clift steals second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Don Black now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-3 in the game. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-4 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellage. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Wellage steals second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage scores. White moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.